Sonia Soich from the Sacramento Business Journal joins me now. Hey, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
Sonia is the journal's digital editor. We talk on Fridays about the region's business news. There's a pretty popular restaurant on Broadway in Sacramento. It's called Jamie's Broadway Grill. People may have seen it profiled in the TV show Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. Jamie's was in the news this week because the property that includes the restaurant is up for sale.
Yeah, that's right. The listing says that property, which is at 417 and 427 Broadway, could be redeveloped into a mixed-use housing project. Now, as we talked about in the past, that area of Broadway is slowly changing from industrial to more residential and mixed-use development.
So does this mean Jamie's is closing?
Well, not necessarily. Even though the redevelopment idea is one possibility, the listing also suggests buying the property as an investment to keep as is, but potentially renovate and increase income. A broker with the listing says Jamie's has about 18 months left on its lease. And after that, the future property owner and the restaurant's management would decide what happens next.
And this place has a pretty loyal following. Why? I mean, for people who haven't been there before, why do people love it so much?
Well, Jamie's has been open for more than 30 years and is known as a popular and unpretentious dining option. It's known for menu selections such as a garlic steak sandwich and a Friday seafood platter. Its chef and namesake died last year.
Another well-known restaurant was in the news this week. Muntin's Soups in downtown Sacramento has closed and will be replaced by a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, this one surprised a lot of people. Muntin's opened in 2010 and served Greek, Hungarian, and Romanian dishes. It attracted business from downtown workers as well as people visiting the nearby Sacramento Convention Center. It's still not entirely clear why Muntin's has closed. I couldn't immediately get in touch with anyone from the business this week. But a new eatery is already lined up for the space at 1225 J Street, and it will be called El Fuego Express Mexican Grill.
Well, what do you know about El Fuego?
Well, it will be owned by a father and son team and will have a fast casual setup. You can expect standard selections such as tacos and burritos and even possibly more adventurous options like Southwestern style baked potatoes. The father behind the business already owns another Mexican restaurant, Fresh Mex Express, which has locations in Folsom and Placerville. This new downtown restaurant could open in early July.
Well, since we're talking about downtown businesses, the Calling All Dreamers competition announced its 10 semifinalists this week. This is that annual contest that helps the winner open a business downtown.
Yeah, that's right. And this year, there's an interesting mix of downtown business ideas, ranging from a healthy eatery called Hello Puddin Chia Company to a specialty party supply store called Ready Set Confetti. Other ideas include an escape room business, a nail bar, and retailers specializing in handmade local products.
So what's at stake here?
The winner will receive a startup business package that's valued at more than $100,000. This contest is presented by the Downtown Sacramento Foundation, a sister organization of the Downtown Sacramento Partnership.
So do we know where this new business would be located? I mean, is there a site picked out yet?
Not yet. We've seen previous winners open in places ranging from downtown's May Building to Old Sacramento. This contest launched in 2013, and obviously downtown's retail climate has changed a lot since then.
What about previous winners? Are they still around? How are they doing?
Well, Calling All Dreamers has produced some pretty successful businesses. All but one of the previous winners still operate brick-and-mortar locations. Previous winners include Andy's Candy Apothecary and Oblivion Comics and Coffee, among others. Now, last year's winner, a business that will sell presidential-themed milkshakes, hasn't opened yet but is moving forward in Old Sacramento. Also, some businesses that competed in Calling All Dreamers but didn't win have found success as well. Sun and Soil Juice Company, which has locations in Midtown and Davis, is an example.
Okay, so the semifinalists for this year's contest have been announced. What happens now?
Well, those semifinalists will work on their business plans, and the top concepts will later move on to a public voting phase of the competition.
Thanks, Sonia.
Thank you.
There's more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.